How does this correspond with what we've seen so far? Because when we went through Revelation 2 and 3, we saw pretty clearly that God does spare some people, right? There's people that get spared, and it's those who keep the word of his patience. So you kind of wonder, like, well, what's going on here? Because in Revelation 6, it says, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And so if these people are, like, legitimate soul winners and they're preaching the gospel, they're seeing people saved, they have a great testimony, and they have the word of God, why are they being slain? How does that work together? You know, is this a contradiction? No. Look at verse 34. Verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. We're talking about people who had faith. They had faith and they were able to escape the edge of the sword. They were able to quench the fire. They were able to escape the mouths of the lions. I mean, they're escaping. When God opens that door, they're out. Okay? Look at verse 35. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured. Look what it says. Not accepting deliverance. Huh. So even in these days, you had people who were persecuted. They were killed. They were martyred. But you know what some of them said? I'm not accepting the deliverance. Amen. So when God opened that door for them and gave them that offer, there were some people during this time that said, I'll just stay. Say, what in the world? Why? What's called that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Amen. Being made conformable unto his death. Yep. These were people who were faithful unto death. Amen. So I believe that there's two categories of people here. There will be people who will escape, or excuse me, three categories. There are people who escape. There are people who are just going to die because they're lame Christians and they don't know the Bible. They're going to go meet the desert, you know, and meet the killing fields. The third group is saying this, I'll just die. I'll be a martyr. I see the open door. I know God can deliver me, but I'm not going to accept deliverance. Like, why in the world would you do that? Well, let's keep reading. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. They're going to pay the price. They understand that the price they're going to pay was going to give them a better resurrection. Because look, we know that God is faithful. You know, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will with that temptation make a way to escape. But you know what? It's up to you whether you want to take it or not. You win both ways. You can either escape, see more people saved, and see Christ that is coming, or you cannot accept deliverance, partake of the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, and receive a martyr's crown. Win-win.